O come, O come, O come, O Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. Well, now, look at all of you here today. What the heck? We thought the church was dying. Nope, just my iPad, it appears. It's all good. Don't worry. Good morning. Glad you're here. Somebody told me there are 84 people to be confirmed today and are received or reaffirmed. So I preached 1 minute, I prepared 1 minute sermon for each person. Setting my stopwatch now. And go and ordering pizza for you all now. Gotta love the iWatch. Oh, what a great day. Look at you all. What the heck. One of the blessings of being the bishop. So I just want to embrace this moment with you because, folks, I'm often at the receiving end of people and generally with marginally, occasionally good reason, saying, oh my gosh, the church is dying. Look at you all here today. Were you paid to be here or something? No, that's great. I will, in this sort of confirmation season, will confirm and receive well over 300 people. That's just in this sort of springtime, right? You want to see the calluses on my hands? Look at that. How about that? Boy, if you don't feel some sense of life and hope and promise, you know, then goodness gracious, I'm glad you're here today because I hope that you get some sense of the vitality and the just the energy that comes from this. I hope it feeds each and every one of us. And when we have that moment, when we have the opportunity to reaffirm our faith in the baptismal covenant, that you'll say that with a little more zest and zeal, and some, just that you'll say, yeah, I'm in for this. And lots of things happening in our world and in the church, but here we are. Here we are today to say that, yep, I'm in. I'm in. Wherever this wild, crazy ride of following Jesus is going to take us, I'm in. And we say, yes, we believe that the Holy Spirit is in our midst and gifting all of us. If you don't believe that, I have a picture to show you. Wait for it. Are you excited? This is the moment of anticipation builds. There's my new car. Nice, huh? 63 convertible Corvair. For those of you that I'm not blessed to be on Facebook and in friends. Holy Spirit red right there. It's an ecclesiology car, right? It's beautiful, right? Looks good. You like that? Forget what Ralph Nader said. Unsafe at any speed, okay? It's a car of faith. This car I have wanted. My father owned one of those cars, and it was just a great, fun car to drive. Had always had childhood memories, and I thought, someday when I get my license and I'm old enough to drive, I'm going to get me a Corvair. I was like, 12 years old, 9 years somewhere. I was young and said that, and I was like, I'm going to get a Corvair. And then the good Lord opened my eyes even further. Imagine, if you will, it's homecoming. I'm a senior. I don't know how this happened, and I was driving the Queen. Okay? And they said, we're going to provide you with cars, show up. You know what the car was? Let me show you a picture of this car again. They make Corvairs in convertibles? I tell you what, in that moment, if I didn't believe in God, I tell you, it was great. It's a great moment. I have been waiting forever for that car. I was just, don't get too excited here. This is not idolatrous. Don't get too excited. It's about believing and having dreams and feeling like, yes, yes, things can happen. I was so excited to get my license. I grew up in a family and a lot of friends who were car people. So cars have always been a part of my world. Always have loved cars and always had fun with them. The day I turned 16, my mother, uncharacteristic of my mother, who was very loving and caring, don't get her that wrong, but let me get out of school with her to go get my license. I never loved my mother more. And then she took me home to the car that I had already purchased and washed 97 times. I drove that car to school. I just want to tell you, from driving from my house to school, nothing ever felt better. Nothing ever felt better, because there was this great, great moment of me feeling like, yes, this is mine. I have arrived, and all the freedom that comes with having a car, I am there. Later that night, while I had some friends with me, enjoying my newfound freedom, I was headed off to the haunted house. I'm an October birthday. Headed off to the haunted house. There it is, all sorts of friends and people there and all that kind of happening, and I'm showing up in my new car with all my friends. And then, out of nowhere, a guy slams into me from the back. I went from like, oy. Yeah, good news. Nobody was hurt. But I spent the next 3 months dealing with insurance, and lawyers, and all of that. And the guy that ran into the back of me was a kid that I'd grown up with. And for somehow, in sort of logic to this day, I've never figured out, it was my fault. And it wasn't until my 20-year class reunion would he talk to me. Crazy, right? And in that moment and in that experience, I learned about that driving, while wonderful and exciting and great and all sorts of freedom and flexibility, yikes, has a lot of responsibility and a lot of stuff that comes with that. If you're excited to be confirmed or reaffirmed or received this day, raise your hand. Well, you could raise it like this. Ooh me, Bishop, ooh me. Thank you. Today, okay, walk with me across the bridge. Today, this is your new car. This is your beautiful new Corvair, if you will, or any car. You are being handed the keys to your faith in this day. It's now your opportunity. You are now the person who gets the car, and you get to drive the car. And I hope you bring some enthusiasm, because it's just, yes, yes, I am here and I want to be a part of this. And I, yes, this is mine. I hope you bring all sorts of to that, right? This is great. Or at least because it's Saturday morning and you're going to sleep in and all that, you're like, yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty good deal, okay? See, the deal is that it's yours now, right? This is the time when you confirm you're owning your faith. Those wonderful, great people who stood with you at other times and said, yes, yes, they've tended to you, they've shepherded you, they've helped you, they've carried you, they've worked with you to get you. Well, you got to get you to this opportunity, to this place to say, yep, I'm going to take it from here. Well, here's a couple of things. Embrace that. Embrace that this day, this is the day that you get to say, as great theologian John Westerhoff said, this is your opportunity to own your faith. Own your faith. Like I own that car, you own your faith. And now the question is, where are you going to drive that car? Where are you going to drive that car? Where are you going to drive your faith now? Are you going to park it in your garage? Or are you going to wash it a lot and take care of it? What are you going to do? It's up to you. Always knowing that there will always be challenges around, just like driving. There always will be challenges around you. Know that. Two things I want to say to you as words of encouragement as you take the keys to your faith this day. First of all, hear that letter from Paul to that community in Ephesus that you have been gifted. You have been uniquely gifted, right? The faith that you are being, that you're affirming this day that comes from God is empowered by the Holy Spirit. The second thing I want to say to you is it is now your choice in many respects what you will do with that faith. My hope is you will listen to the words from our gospel for today that you will follow in the way of Jesus. Our world needs folks. We're going to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those who need to be visited. Right? That's the great thing about our faith is you can do incredible things now. You can do amazing things with your faith. My hope is you'll gather with the rest of those affirming today and to continue to say, yes, Lord, yes, I own this faith. I want to live this faith. Continue to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Continue to set me forth. Drive safely. But know you don't go alone. Know that others around you will continue to be with you and support you. Go and know you're filled with the Holy Spirit, but go in the way of Jesus. The world needs you. The world needs you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll leave the picture of the car up here in case you'd like to view it on your way up for confirmation.